Want to help keep the lights on in Anarchy Basement? Then go to PRLFans.com. There you can find links to Patreon, PayPal, our Bitcoin info, and other ways to help support the podcast. Now, enjoy the show.
Hello, welcome to the Punk Rock Libertarians Podcast, episode 488. I'm Otto, I'm finally back. And tonight I'm with Jared.
What's up, guys?
And right up there is Victor Charlie, Alex. What's up, man?
Good to see you guys. Glad you're back, man. It's been a while.
Glad to be back. I know, 2 weeks in a row.
It's all right.
That's all right. I'm back on the saddle, so that's good. I hope our viewers though are, you know, with all your, you know, messed up eyes from staring at the sun like a bunch of normies all day.
Dude, you're hating on that so much.
Yeah, because it was normie.
Anything that other people like, I hate it. I'm a hipster.
It sounds like I'm so fascinated by the stars and space, but what I wasn't a fan of is how everyone just made it a thing. Like, this happened a few years ago in our area here in Baltimore, like, what, 2017, you know, and Donald Trump.
That was a different kind of eclipse, though.
Yeah, but still, like, it happened then, and no one made it that much a big deal of it. And then all of a sudden, you start hearing this hoopla weeks leading up to it, and then finally, like, everyone just was out in the middle of the street, driving their car, slowing down. People were just, like, standing in the middle of the street while I was trying to drive. I'm like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, God. And then everyone just, like, staring at it. I'm like, it just didn't do it for me.
I think I know what it was.
It was like, it's like the people who get upset when they get into a heated pool and they think it's supposed to feel like a jacuzzi. And they're like, oh, I thought this was supposed to feel like a hot tub. It's kind of like that. It was like, that was the expectation, was everyone's like, I thought it was going to be completely black. And I'm like, no, that's not how eclipses work.
Well, no, it is, but you have to be in the totality.
Even then, it wasn't that dark. It was dark, but it wasn't that
well,
dark.
You weren't there at the totality.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of it, man. And I'm like, that's not, everyone was thinking it was supposed to be like midnight. For a few minutes.
No, definitely, if the sun was blocked out completely, it gets dark. That's
how I heard a bunch of people bitching, and I was there. Everyone's out there doing, they all have their phones up and they're all taking like stories and they're doing Facebook. And this one dude got mad at me because I drove past his story and he had to stop what he was doing and moved out of the way. He was like, come on, man, I'm doing Instagram Live. He said that to me. I was in my car.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I was like, that's when I was like, all right, I've had enough of this shit.
Yeah. Okay. I don't blame you then.
Sorry. I wasn't trying to be a curmudgeon. I know you guys. I know you guys were.
It smelled like Otto just being like, everybody likes this thing. I hate it now.
I know. Or I couldn't afford those goofy solar eclipse glasses.
That was another thing. That was such a humble flex. Everyone was posting, because everyone wasn't posting pictures of the sun. They were posting pictures of their dumb face looking up with the glasses on. Like, huh, I got these. That's another thing. Sneakily.
Well, I've had them. They were not expensive, were they?
No, but just like you couldn't find them because they were running out of places. Like,
oh yeah, I got some from my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Well, the fact. Well, those.
And then they got recalled.
Yeah. Well, dude, did you see? Did you see literally within hours after the eclipse?
Yes, it was like
everybody like Google search like up top. Why do my eyes hurt?
Yeah.
Like all the searches, because so many people like, oh yeah, well, because you bought $5 like cheap fucking glasses at some gas station and staring at the sun.
Like, the ones I had came from the government. They were from the library.
So you obviously got to trust them.
Yeah.
They're from the government. You could stare at the sun with those glasses.
Dude, this is all like, it's like they get you, the people with the vaccine, and then now they got their eyes retina to a certain way. Yeah. So like the next time there's like a rainbow, they're all going to like, it's going to trip the MK Ultra and they're just people are going to like freak out and start shooting and killing
It's going to activate the nanoparticles in their
blood. Right?
Yeah. I don't know. To me, it was like, it was cool, but it was like also you're staring at it through this like lens that completely distorts it because you can only see black and orange or whatever. So like, yeah, you're seeing it with your own eyes, but like through a filter. Like it would have been cool to be in the totality when you could actually look at it without any glasses on, because that's the only place you could look at it without glasses and not have a problem is when it was actually.
Are you sure about that?
100%. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was read like a bunch of articles. It was like, do not look at it, even if there's like a little bit poking out, like don't look at it. But if it's completely covered, like it was in like this belt through the United States, you could actually look at it. And that was like 3 minutes of like time where you could actually look at it.
Jared was well read on all these NASA.
NASA yeah, website. I mean, I didn't check firmament.com. I forgot.
Well, I mean, I was
like, Alex, Alex, there's a light show on the firmament today.
That's great.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was looking at it. I mean, a bunch of my welding students, we went outside and we were just staring at it through our welding helmets. But
yeah,
so it was tough. Like, I got a couple pictures, but it was just all kind of wonky.
All, and distorted. Dude, all my pictures came out shitty because I didn't think to actually put them behind the glasses. Oh, right.
That's what I did. I was trying
just
to
like
get
trying like, but then I also had the glasses on because I was afraid to take them off. So I was just like, yes, you know.
I'll say it again, Normie Palooza.
Yeah, I was on my own front porch there. Though. I wasn't in traffic.
Yeah,
I know. It's just
I was
funny
in public.
But yeah, man. Oh, so here, well, guys.
Hey, Joe's a new fan here.
Oh, it's great. Great to have you on board, Joe. Hopefully you'll sign up for our Patreon at Punk Rock Libertarians.
New fan here. Can't watch, but I can listen. Have not got my vision back yet.
All right,
Joe. It's not coming back.
Well, we have some, I'm sure they have some great, you know, Internet for the Blind material that you can get you over to our Patreon so you can listen to us more since you can't watch us.
Yeah.
But Jared, I don't know if you want to play the one link about the eclipse I posted on there. I was watching The View and they had this great explanation of what's really happening with the eclipse and what's going on. It blew my mind. I've never thought to look at something to this perspective before. I mean, maybe it was like my white privilege.
Let me guess. Race.
Your privilege. If you can afford the glasses.
Oh, I did see somewhere somebody was like, please stop sharing. This might have been fake, but it was like, please stop sharing pictures of the eclipse. Native Americans get very concerned during eclipses because they worship the moon or some shit.
That was probably Joe that posted.
No, it was like it was a screenshot.
Okay. Here, press. Let's see what this
The View. What do they have to say?
Hen has to say.
Right. Leaving. We've got a solar eclipse. We've got the earthquake. She ran down the hallway.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's here. And then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Cicadas. Although I love for the first time in like
no
100 years.
No.
First time in 100 years.
Yeah. Keep going. No, it gets way better.
There's two different kinds of cicadas.
Yes, two different times are coming.
The good cicadas and the bad cicadas.
But for the first time in many, many years.
No, every 17 years this happens.
Well, that's not what I read, but maybe, you know better. But
in a way,
say all
it's
those,
a sad
all
world
those
where
things
Whoopi is the
together.
Correct
person. I know. Why am I rooting for Whoopi here?
I know. Listen, here it goes. Here it goes.
Maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's more
or something
point.
Is really
or
going
is returning.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground. No.
It happens.
Roy Behart.
The eclipse, they've known about the eclipse coming because eclipses happen.
Leaving, we've got a solar.
She said, she said the eclipse and the cicadas and the earthquake.
100 years.
Cicadas. Every 100 years is because of climate change.
Makes sense.
This makes sense. This is what white women are watching in the daytime.
My God. Trust the science, guys. Trust the science.
That's not science. That's just retardism.
But that's the thing.
I trust science. I don't trust retards.
Everything is fake and gay.
Dude, the other aspect of that too is there's different types of cicadas. There's different types of broods, and they come back. There's different.
Yeah,
17
brood,
years.
The last one was
years,
Brood or, X, right? Brood X.
Yeah, we're not, and so it's not happening around here. That happened 2021.
Yeah, from the ones that are coming back are like Midwest.
Yeah,
like Midwest or something. Like we're not going to see them.
We're not going to see them for another 15, 14 years, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but climate change and the earthquakes. It's not because of climate change. It's because of HARP. Sonny. They got it dialed up.
Yeah, they shoot the rays into the ground, and that's what makes the cicadas.
That's what I was really thinking. I was watching people drop like down the street, looking up at the sky, and I was just like, "You all believe in the moon?
That's not a moon.
That's an alien base.
Yeah, no, it's a reptilian projection slash transporter. It's what brings the reptilians. Gosh, I can't believe you guys don't know that.
Is what it is."
Yeah, because when, you know, the fake moon landing took place, when the Apollo landed, there was like a ringing bell. So it's hollow. So if we even went, I don't know. Anyway.
I digress.
Yeah, right.
Anyway. So the eclipse.
Yeah, yeah. So the eclipse was, it was fun, I guess.
It was mid where we were. It was kind of like, it would have been a lot cooler out in like totality. But I heard like the closest place, I guess you could go out to Ohio or Erie, Pennsylvania. It was all rainy.
Those places don't exist.
You can't really even see it. So,
yeah. I think New York, maybe. Upstate New York.
Yeah. If you went upstate, yeah.
I want to go there.
I had a friend who went down to Texas. He lives in Colorado. And he went down to Texas.
Some people got way too much time and money on their hands. But I guess it's all for the memories, man.
It's all for the memories. I probably wouldn't do that.
Speaking of making memories, though. So last night was the big debate. Did you watch, Jaron?
No, I did not watch.
Oh, David Hogg. Yeah, David Hogg and Spike Cohen had their debate last night about gun control. And it went as pretty much exactly how you thought. But Alex, I know you watched it. Did you watch the full thing or did you catch just half it?
I think I was still driving home because with the bridge out, my commute really sucks lately. It's not bad in the morning, but it's just in the afternoon, it's just rough. So I think in our Mises group chat, I caught the link and I watched some of it when I got home. Once I got in the door, I missed a little bit. And then I watched the rest of it when I got in the door.
Yeah. Fortunately, like for me, I had to drop off my kids, or I had to drop off my son who had his baseball game down at the end of this one field in Howard County. But unfortunately, my daughter's softball practice was up at up the road, like literally like the same road, like up the road to the school that sits right in front of it. So fortunately, I was able to park myself there while my wife was with my son and his game. And so I sit in the car and I was like, and then I remember the time. I'm like, oh crap, like it's coming on right now. So I was just, I parked right there and I just stayed in my truck. And
there was a couple of us reacted to it in real time.
Yeah. So I had,
what'd you think?
I knew that it was, so according to the official results, Spike Cohen lost significantly the results, but clearly it was just like the people in the crowd, they knew, like, oh, hey, I'll go in saying this and then switch my vote at the end. Like, that's why all these debates are so stupid.
Right. Was it Jeremy Kaufman posted it? It was something like 71% still support gun control after watching this. And then it's like Hogg didn't show up with anything. Nothing. No. It was all emotional arguments. And Spike came with.
Well, Spike should have just said, my rights are not up for debate, and then left.
Well, he did. Spike, to his credit, kept it very civil, very like amicable. Kudos to him. I would have been like, fuck you, David Hogg, you CIA, FBI op, who's your father? You weren't even at Parkland. You weren't even in high school then. You were 3 years removed from high school. You grew up in California. Fuck you. You know, you weren't even there. Your story changed multiple times. Go fuck yourself. You're an op. You're part of the regime. You're part of the whole gun control. Like you're a plant. I don't know. I would have not have handled it as well as Spike did, to his credit, but he came with all the facts, all the data.
No, you know, it
wasn't real data.
I would get laughed out of my debate class if I brought information from Wikipedia. And like,
yeah, meanwhile, and you like, show up to a debate with no fucking
UN data. Like, it's from the UN. It just was on the Wikipedia page, and I printed it off. He's like, I'll send you links to all the sources that are from CNN, the UN, the World Health Organization, like all these. So it's not like he's making this stuff. He's like, this is you. These are your people, dude. Like, these are your, this is FBI crime statistics. Like, isn't that your dad? Like, this is his shit. Like, that's pretty much what Spike was saying to him. He was like, I would be left out of debate class. So if you want to post the link there, Jared, of Jeremy Kaufman's response to this, because this is ultimately like, it's so true. It sucks. Mm-hmm. It's a very black pill, but it's true.
The other aspect.
So,
I mean, it just speaks of the indoctrination camps, but here was a tweet.
So this is from the Fire Policy Coalition, Firearms Policy Coalition. They said the post-debate surveys, does gun ownership increase or decrease safety? 52.6 decrease. Do you favor stricter gun laws? 70.7 favor. And so someone responded, how did it shift so much? And he's like, it's a college debate club. The students know the rules going in and purposely skew the polls. So if you go back to it and read Jeremy's response to it, it's a little small.
Yeah, let me zoom in here.
Zoom it in.
Yeah. So he said libertarians believe that debate is real and that people change their minds. Leftists know the debate is fake and just do whatever it takes to win. I'm like, that's exactly right.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I always say.
I know.
So you're not going to convince anybody of anything. You're going to. The best you can do is put ideas out there and hope that people just kind of come around to them eventually.
Yes. Yeah, so you're part of the post persuasion.
Yeah.
I'm a post persuasionist.
A lot of date. It's like you're like the Jeff Dice, man.
That, to Scott's point, yeah.
Oh, he's 100% right. Yeah. But he's also like a post-libertarian, isn't he?
He's not that really.
He's that's the thing. And to Scott's, to you know, 100%, he's 100% right. And that's the thing that these libertarians need to realize. You know, like we're beyond the reason, the Cato. Oh, if we just have a good debate and we just express our ideas.
If I post the best article.
Yeah, if I just articulate the liberty message. Eventually, they're fucking commies. All you have
to
do is
explain the nap to people, and they'll just get it.
Yeah.
This is how I used to think, like, 5 years ago. I was like, if you just really sit down and explain, like, what like, aggression is and, like, how the state is, like, aggressing, like, it's so obvious.
Yeah. Way to put it, and Jared, to that point, like, the clip here. So then they went to Q&A. You know, they wrapped up the debate. They went to Q&A, and then they asked Lily Tang Williams, who she's from. If for those that don't know,
I'm not a fan of hers, to be honest, but
she's apparently, she escaped China. She's escaped Mao Zedong's like communist revolution. She immigrated to the United States. I forget when, but she lives up in New Hampshire. She's part of the Free State Project. It was last, I think when I went to, it was part of the Mises Caucus Super Spreader event. What was that?
Pork Fest 2021.
Yeah. 21, so she was a guest speaker there. I got to meet her. She's pretty based. So this was part of the Q&A. And this was great. So she steps up to the mic and asks, this is
so mic drop. So my question to you, David, is that can you guarantee me a gun owner tonight, our government in the U.S. in D.C. will never, never become a tyrannical government? Can you guarantee that to me?
There's no way I can ever guarantee that any government will not be tyrannical.
Well, then the debate on gun control is over because I will never give up my guns. Never, never. And you should go to China to see how gun control works for dictatorship of CC. So my question to
you. I like how the guy starts pulling the mic away.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she was kind of going over like it's so pretty much the reason David Hogg went into this debate, like he just, so this is what he does. So, and he got caught up in a lot of his lies. He did terrible during the Q&A. So pretty much what I observed from him is he has this hardcore fist in the air. I'm this social justice warrior. We demand revolution. But then when you get him into a mixed company, like you get him into like in a room like that where he knows there's a bunch of people that don't like him, the Panda Express lady is correct.
Officer D. Chalkin.
Oh man, that's gonna be a podcast.
I'm sorry,
but anyway, so like what he does is, so then he just. He reels himself back in. He's like, "Whoa, wait, I'm not this radical guy. Like, we agree on all the same things. But what you guys don't understand is, like, we just need to do this one little thing, not realizing that one little thing, A, it's immoral, it's wrong, and it leads to the fucking ethnic cleansing and all these other horrible things that happened in China. But now that we have the non-state hostile intelligence services joined us, Mr. James Babb, a little late to liberty.
Sorry, dudes.
David Hogg's biggest fan.
Yeah, David Hogg's biggest fan.
I blame it on government roads. It was roads.
The roads are bad. Is it time for an infrastructure update?
No. Guys, yeah, man, I missed it the past 2 weeks talking about the bridge. I missed the whole bridge talk.
Last two weeks. Is it time?
Nah. Huh?
Is it time?
But you were wrapping up your thoughts on the – well, yeah.
I was just saying about David Hogg. You know, he plays this calm thing. He's like, listen, like, I'm just like one step like from you guys. I believe in this. I like guns. But then people are reading off like the things that March Wait, for
he
Our
says
Lives.
He likes guns?
Yeah, he says he's like, I'm part of a rifle club.
He was in high school. He was a part of a rifle club.
Yeah.
And – but he presents himself so much differently than what March for Our Lives proclaims.
We have any like a
website.
Highlights reel, anything we can like drop? Because
we just watched one.
Yeah, we just watched. Yeah, the.
Oh, cool. I thought he. I only watched like the first 20 minutes, you know, and then I just thought it was like child abuse, you know, like it just really was no point in continuing. Like, but I mean, Spike came right out and he got right to the point of, you know, the inalienable right of self-defense and to own property. He just put it right out there in the first minute and won. And like the rest was just fooling around after that.
Yeah. Absolutely. He won from the jump on that. Because every point you talked about, like, because David Hall kept saying, well, the, you know, oh, like you got, you can't scream, hello from Cheeseland, Wisconsin. Hello, Andrew. He's like, you can't scream fire in a crowded theater. And he kept saying that. And I was like, oh, please, Spike, please say. And Spike was like, actually, you can't say it because you're committing a crime. It's not like this act of saying.
You know, that's a complete misunderstanding of that actual court case.
So that's what he said.
I know. And Spike, Spike nailed him on that.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, Spike.
You see,
so
all it was just
good.
Stupid details at that point. What good are your stupid statistics and your bullshit when the reality is an inalienable human right of self-defense right to own property? And these things are not negotiable. They're not going to be negotiable under any circumstance, no matter what study you did or no matter what they did in Finland or you know, like it's just it doesn't matter at that point.
He fucking killed him on the, you know, the guns are one of three industries that don't have any liability. And then Spike brought that back. It's like, no. We all know what guns are used for. But if something happens like a misfire or, you know, they could be held liable for that. And then saying like, oh, he tried to tie it to, I forget what he tried to do. He tried to be slick and do it again. And then he broke down. He's just like, okay, look, now, do you honestly think when it comes to liability, he's like, let's talk about liability and broke that down. He's just like, look at what happened. Where was that in Wisconsin where that fucking psychopath drove over a bunch of people at a Christmas parade? And he said, do you think Ford was held liable because he drove over people with a van? No, that's not the intent. You know, so he's like, you need to understand what liability is. Or
ooh.
So totally destroyed him on that. Like,
If the car explodes while you're driving it for no reason, now suddenly the company's liable.
I mean, if he wants to talk liability, let's find out how many boosters he's had. Like,
yeah.
I mean, talk about the lack of liability as a problem.
Spike got him on every single point that I could think of. Like, he just didn't let shit slide and he nailed it. And
he knew.
I was so impressed. Like, the fact that there was not one time where I was like, oh, come back and say it. And he came back and said it. I'm like, yes, thank you. Like, it was really good. And I think David Hogg he came in with his dedicated speech. I'll give it to him that he didn't. Now, he did have, I say David Hogg kind of had a point, like, to the normies about why he's like, well, in my opinion, he was like, the whole reason why we have such a militarized police force is because of guns in the first place, because the police were getting outnumbered or getting outgunned on the streets and, you know, with their power. He talked about that infamous bank robbery that happened in the early 90s.
Yeah.
And so he talked about that. And I'm like, that is kind of a point like that I can see like the normies.
Oh, wait a minute. The point is, oh, because the cops didn't outgun the civilians, we have to.
He said that's why the state used that as an excuse to militarize themselves. And I'm like, that's a point that I don't. I mean, I'm not buying it. I don't.
Wait,
buy
when
it.
Did I get it ever?
We should always outgun whatever, you know, gang is running around out there. Right. Like,
right.
I mean, the idea is to have, you know, every single, you know, peaceful person, you know, be capable of defending themselves and their family, their community, whatever. of course you need to outgun the police, right? Every time. I mean, like, there's, I'm sure there's examples of where you don't outgun the police, right? You know, like Schindler's List. I mean,
right.
That came up too. There was a Holocaust, you know, there was a question, a Q&A from one of the individuals about the Holocaust. And then like Spike came in, he's like, well, I'm Jewish for whatever that adds. He just like added it to the bait, but he's like, let's talk about that, you know, but like, you know, he's like, for whatever that matters. But yeah, he told.
Shouldn't he be the LP candidate? Did he not prove himself like not only handle it with a completely based, right to the point libertarian answer, but did it in a calm way, in a friendly way, in a you know, like in a gracious, I would say gracious, yeah, to this stupid kid who had done nothing to really study the topic at all. And, you know, first Spike wins it just on principle. And then it turns out he also knows all the facts and details and can bust all the stupid statistics. And, you know, and like, I mean, he did his homework, you know, like.
Yeah. And to Otto's point, he brought it up like towards the end, you know, he was losing. He's like, oh, we agree. We agree so much. We probably agree on policing and we agree on that. And then, but it got to the point where someone asked in the Q&A, said, well, how are you going to, he's like, I just want to reduce the guns. And this guy was just like, well, how are you going to do that? He's like, are you going to be the first in the stack? Like, are you going to stack up, bitch? Like, I forget, someone asked him that too. He's just like, well, how are you going to achieve this? Like,
they never want to talk about that part. They just go, it'll be illegal. Well, it'll disappear. like we did with cocaine, you know, like,
yeah, they don't want to address that. It's just like magical wand and fairy dust, and it's just gonna just magically people are just
but
gonna.
You said
not-
he likes guns, but then he's calling for, he just wants to reduce the guns.
Yeah, it's like, all right, how? Well,
let me ask you this: did they actually announce what they were debating at any point in the
debate?
Yeah,
they did. They did the two questions.
And what was that
presented? So it's on the link here. I got it right here. It says the first question was.
Okay,
sorry, my fucking computer.
Does gun ownership increase or decrease safety?
Well, I know these were polls of the audience, but I didn't know that this is what they were debating or not. I thought, yeah, that, like, is like.
That was it right there.
I think that was it.
But it,
I don't know. Like, I didn't watch it.
So, I mean, did at any point Hogue come out and say, yes, I favor stricter gun laws?
Yeah, he says he wants to federalize, put auto to work slacker. What the fuck?
Did he specifically say, like, see, I was hoping they should say, like, you know, stricter gun laws, you know, will make America safer. You know,
he
like,
says
yes,
no,
or, you know,
he
for
says
or
he,
against.
He says he wants to federalize the Massachusetts law. He kept citing Massachusetts as the, like,
what does he mean by
this
that?
Laws need to be federalized.
Federal gun control?
Yeah.
More?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing he brought up, too, is he brought up the, oh, I'm in Florida and red flag laws, and they were.
No, he's in D.C.
Is he? Oh, yeah, well, he well the Parkland the Parkland thing happened.
He acts in Florida, though.
Yeah. Well, because that, yeah, he his, that's where crisis his career. Acting, that's where his crisis acting career began. in Florida on that fateful day in Parkland, that op. But anyway, Broward County, Mike Termont, he was a Broward County cop. Just saying, might have been in on it.
It all comes
anyway,
full circle.
I digress. Whoa.
Let's ask Lisa.
Let's ask Lisa. Mike Termont, where were you at Parkland? What year was that?
20? We already asked him that.
Did we already?
I think yeah. So.
Where was his whereabouts on that day?
You know what? We should start Parkland. Saying that Mike Termont was a Uvalde cop. Right, like, even if we're a little wrong, we're in the ballpark, right? Like,
can we bring him on one day and just like end his LP presidential aspirations, like we did Judge Jim Gray?
Like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it to all the candidates.
Yeah, what are we gonna do? You know, we gotta start bringing these people on.
Nice guy.
He is a good guy.
Johnson was a nice guy.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's part of the
appeal.
Part of the language training.
Yeah, and I'm gonna like you know, I taught
him through etiquette class.
Yeah. How to appeal to radical libertarians.
Yeah. Like 101.
Talk about weed a lot.
Yeah, but no, I don't know. But what shit was I talking? Oh, he brought up red flag laws. Like, oh, they're working in Florida. And Spike hit home. He's like, no, you have no due process. You have no, this is completely just unconstitutional. You have no day in court. Anybody could just make up anything. Did he bring up
this is the Trump position? You know, be like, no, dialogue. You must really, must be a giant Trump supporter.
Yes. Because he kept saying that there was that red flag laws were, you know, like they were doing due process. Passed and he's Florida. Like, no, they're not. He's like, they're not due process. Like, in spite of saying they're not due
everything
process,
but.
He's like, that's Donald Trump's whole thing is take the guns first.
Process is they process you and you get what they think you're due.
Oh, and you know what? It was another good analogy that he brought up, or not analogy, but like reference that really hit home. He said, you know, a lot of, you know, right wingers and, you know, like conservatives will say like, oh, Hitler instituted gun control. It wasn't. It was the very liberal Weimar Republic during the collapse. And they wanted to control the guns and they put in these strict gun control laws. And he's like, so Spike said, could you imagine a very liberal government demanding gun control and then some right wing fascist authoritarian comes in and uses the gun control against said, you know what I mean? He brought in like, dude, he fucking crushed it. And these retarded Dartmouth students that claim that, you know, Spike only got 29% of the vote. One, this just goes to show college is a waste of fucking money. Number two, the 19th was a mistake. Women shouldn't be voting. I don't know. That was a leap. But I'm just saying, show result, like college is a waste of fucking time.
Because when I saw those polling questions, the audience was already overwhelmingly in favor. It started out in favor of Spike. So they're saying that he lost because that actually shifted from more people supporting.
Dramatically. No. Position. Yeah. People came in and voted. I forget what the numbers were when it first started, but I'm pretty sure it was like 50%. Some agree with Spike's position on both things. And then he lost like everything because everyone came in and voted. Everyone came in and voted like the opposite of what they felt. So it just completely threw everything off. Like, who cares?
Who cares?
I don't care about the results. Like, I mean, I just like what Jared was saying before, like we just need to keep saying the truth and eventually we can pick up enough stragglers along the way. We can form that remnant that we're always talking about, but who cares? Like that was never going to change anyone's mind in that audience. I mean, there might've been one or two, who knows, but for the most part, everyone's already stuck in their ways. They're all dumb. They all go to college anyway. So you already know they're stupid. So like, I
get a real
care.
Fucking job.
Right.
Yeah, that, but hey, it was there were some moments, who knows, we'll see what comes of it, you know, the fact that people are tuning into it.
But if there's some good clips that come out of that, that's example of like
he brought up
information's out there, now somebody might come along, see it,
right? One of the big ones, idea,
like, oh, you know, that's a good point, like, you know,
one of the ones Hitler he brought up
probably wouldn't have done so great if there were more guns around.
Yeah, there's a lot of clippable moments in that debate. So that's in the long run will be good. That'll come out of this. And one of them.
So what do you guys think? Spike, be the LP candidate, save us from all these other, like, I mean, he's so head and shoulders above the current cast of characters.
Yeah, I hope.
What's he waiting for?
I think, okay, so, and this might be, I don't know, I wouldn't say insider baseball. Maybe not all of us want to listen, like, not all of us here, but, you know, the listeners, the broader listeners. But, so I was in a Mises meeting last night, just going into convention, and Michael Heiss brought up a very good point, and I think this is why good people aren't jumping in, like Spike, just kind of riding this out. And he brought up a really good point. And he talked to me about it in person when I went up to PA like a month or two ago and stopped in and hung out with him for a little bit. But he was saying like nobody remembers like in 1992. And he said none of these presidential candidates, with the exception of Recktenwald, actually have that lowered expectations of the fact that you have two highly unpopular candidates. I mean, cult, you got your cults on both sides, but you have a lot of people that are sick and tired of this shit. And then you enter RFK. So the 1992, where you have Perot in the debate, the candidate was Adrian Moreau, who is from Alaska. That's the thing. People are like, who the fuck was the 1992 LP candidate? He was a Ron Paul staffer. He was in the House of Representatives in Alaska. Actually got rid of, like, the, I think, either the state or the federal income tax in Alaska. Very credential, like, solid candidate. You know what I mean? He barely broke 1% because you had someone like Perot. So it's like, it doesn't matter. Who the fuck cares who the presidential LP presidential candidate is in 2024? They're going to get, because you have someone like RFK, who I think is an op. I think it's an all an op. Whether it's working for Trump, an op for Trump, or because I think it's going to pull away votes from Biden. I think it's a whole Trump op. Then you factor in, and Otto, you were away for a while. What are your thoughts on this FBI situation? Because you got the LP being investigated by the FBI.
Yeah.
We're in a position. That's the thing. People think like, oh, the LP, what a waste of time. We're in the margin, and that's the thing. Like, when you get into the weeds of electoral politics, like, literally, it's only like 3% can change the outcomes of elections. Like, literally 3%. And now you have RFK in the race. I think anybody like Spike's like, I'm just going to sit this one out this year because it's.
Yeah, but it's, yeah. If you're looking at it in terms of, like, you know, like changing the course of history, who cares?
But well, if you're looking at it as a platform point, Gus, yeah.
for epic memes and to get him out there on the shows, right? Like, imagine you know, this is where you get your guy out there,
but we can't even get out there anymore.
Answers to shit, and you know Spike could give a good libertarian answer, and he's charismatic, that, yeah. And he's not like overtly autistic. He dresses correctly. You know,
dude,
like,
imagine if we got Spike on Rogan, man.
Yeah,
well, I mean, Gary Johnson was on Rogan.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think Spike. I mean,
Bob Barr got on the Colbert Report, you know, like, and talked about his mustache, and we were relieved. That's all he talked about.
But right? I don't think, but that was like a different time. They're not even like allowing us to even like. I mean, we're.
The shows are different, the platform's different, but the game is the same. And if the LP is going to exist and to try to do this kind of stuff, you might as well like just get all that free advertising that comes with having a presidential candidate and get somebody out there that can sell it.
Why would they campaign? Are there elections coming up?
I mean, with Twitter now, it's more about the retweets than it is about the vote totals. I mean,
I agree with Shannon, like, more need to just get out there and shake shit up. And I agree with that. And that's
like run for mayor, right, Alex?
I have to move to the city. I haven't.
You're only like a half a mile away.
Right? I'd have to set up residency in the city. I guess maybe I could change my address to Tierra's address and I could run against Mayor Afro or DEI. My DEI.
Yeah, you could be mayor. The next DEI mayor. DEI.
My DEI.
You would actually be the next DEI mayor because every other mayor we've had in the last like 5 years or five
for,
mayors
for the longest
black,
time has been black. Like, so I would be the diversity hire. What a flip. What a flip. That would flip the
we
script.
Need it. We need progressivism.
Yes.
We need diversity.
Dude, how about a complete secession?
The Baltimore City Council is too black.
Yeah, that should be on your side.
vote Alex Schlegel, LP candidate for mayor.
Male, pale, and stale.
Stale.
Oh man, let's
male,
go.
Male, right. Pale.
Let's go.
Like the rail.
Dude, how about a total male. Secession? Platform for Baltimore. Completely secede from all this bullshit. We're just sick of it and just say, you know what? Baltimore's been through enough. We're you guys are on your own. Okay. We're not doing World War III. We're not doing genocide. We're just going to fix our stupid bridge and we're going to mind our own business. And we're just going to try like How about like maybe even not like a permanent separation, but let's call it a trial separation, right? Where, like,
yeah,
like we just won't pay taxes for 10 years.
We're going to sleep in different beds.
Forget about our highways. We won't get into the war. And we'll, then we'll all reassess if we want to get back into this marriage.
We're just going to try it out.
I like it.
Let's go. I don't know. I mean, I'm just, I wouldn't say I'm black-pilled, but I'm just kind of like, presidential, it's not, I don't know, I'm just more focused on what we could do here at the state and local level than national, because it's just so far gone. I mean, these right. fucking
it's
idiots
3D printing guns, Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just, you know, yeah. And farming, you know.
Yeah. And I feel bad, like, because we have a really potentially good, like, I mean, he checks all the boxes on based for U.S. Senate candidate here in Maryland, but he kind of gets discouraged. And I'm like, dude, like, you're not going to get in these debates. Like, you're not, like, you're going to have to do some, like, guerrilla outrageous. You're going to have to do something to get, you're going to have to do things differently, because those days of, like, oh, if we just come with the right message, we'll get on the local AM radio and they'll give us a good no, 5 minutes.
You got to have strong memes. Right.
Yes.
You got to have your own TikTok dancers. Right. You got to come at this like
right? Like you, COVID you 2020 come at it
with what the current battlefield is. You know, like yeah. You got to be real about this.
Got to start an OnlyFans.
Yeah. Oh, that's thanks, Shannon. She's just like, I don't know how you guys live up there. True rider dies. Most LP influencers flee their commie state for a freer state and then proceed to do nothing of relevance. Yeah. I mean,
that's the whole idea. Do nothing of relevance, right? It's the people doing relevant stuff that have fucked everything up. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
let's just all try to like mind our own business and survive whatever bullshit these people have coming our way.
Well, speaking of bullshit yep. coming our way. So kind of local in the blue state, and Jar, if you want to pull up, so when and if they rebuild this bridge, and you know, the federal government's got our tax dollars is going to rebuild it. We're all of it, you know, no liability on the shipping company, no insurance money, nothing, none of that.
They're going to rebuild it like it's Ukraine.
We're going to build back better. Okay, they're still in the midst of pulling out the wreckage. They still haven't found. What, there's three bodies bobbing in the water below, who knows? But you know, they're trying to remove this wreckage. The whole port shut down. They've in the past 2 weeks they've opened up temporary channels, but no big ships can get through yet. Maybe in a couple weeks, the Army Corps of Engineers says, like, oh, within the end of May, the port's going to be open. They're going to open up a 35-foot deep channel once they remove all this wreckage. But what's really the concern of civil rights activists is that the bridge's name, the key bridge name, should change.
Yep, civil he's a slave owner. Got to change it.
Yep, Francis Scott Key owned slaves, apparently. Yep. So when and if we build back better,
after him in the first place, because that's supposedly near where he watched the
well,
the
he was on a ship, was
inspired to write a stupid song.
The battle. Yeah, he wrote the song. The bridge. When you could drive over it, you can see Fort McHenry adjacent to it's the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and so you got it. And so here we go. The Caucus of African American Leaders has unanimously voted to ask that when the Francis Scott Key Bridge is rebuilt, it no longer bear the name of the national anthem's author. The consortium of civil rights groups include the NAACP, the National Coalition of 100 Black Women, and others.
Oh, Jesus.
Voted to recommend changing the name of the Key Bridge because it honors a man who enslaved African Americans, who wrote the lyrics that scholars have founded demeaned Black people.
What? Wait,
hold on.
Wait, the lyrics?
What lyrics?
Well, that's the
and
thing.
Why do scholars have to find this?
Well, apparently, that's the thing. We only sing the first two verses. Apparently, when you get to verse 4 or 5, when you get deep
he
into
drops
verses,
the end, he drops the
N-bomb. He drops the N-word. He drops the
scholars have uncovered.
Does he say like, oh, these DEIs are we're manning the guns.
Yeah. My DEIs.
That was in the fourth
conscripted scan into the out. Conscripted into the army, killing the British of the War of 1812. But yeah, so the 47-year-old Key Bridge was top. Well, anyways, we all knew that. The caucus is now calling on Governor Westmore, who's our black governor, and the Maryland General Assembly to rename the bridge after the late U.S. Rep. Perrin J. Mitchell, the first African-American from Maryland elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. Okay, whatever. I got a better idea. I think it should be renamed the Freddie Gray Memorial Bridge. And when you hit those potholes, it's going to be a rough ride.
Wow. Wow. You made Jared so uncomfortable.
I'm just saying. I don't know. So anyways, that's.
Yeah, it's going to be a shit bridge anyway. I'm sure it's going to. They're going to. It's going to be like billions of dollars to replace this thing. Somehow it's going to go up to like 10, 20 billion. Right. And, you know, autos.
Here we go. The infrastructure update.
Hey, just like the bridge by my house. That thing that took years for them to fix. And that was just one little span over the goddamn railroad tracks.
The war is not meant to be won.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
It's
how about this? Let's put forth the Lent Bridge.
I like that Duncan idea. The Duncan Lent Memorial Bridge.
Thanks, Andrew.
See, that's my new button.
Brandon
Scott Key Bridge.
Brandon Scott Key Bridge. That's fucking hilarious.
Dude,
he would love that, wouldn't he?
It's like how.
Want to have an internet poll and just let the internet name the bridge?
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Bridgie McBridgeface.
Bridgie McBridgeface.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's so fucking retarded. It's like, it's just, I don't know where we were talking about or who was I talking to about, I don't know, was that at a gun show or some shit? Just, yeah, okay. So Francis Scott, he had slaves. The whole point is, well, fuck government roads, but it's like, it goes over where there was a major battle. And right there is it's like, what the fuck does it matter what you name this bridge? Like, you know, meanwhile, NAACP and League of 100 Black Women or whatever the fuck. Meanwhile, little Johnny can't
League
even.
League of fuck. Extraordinary Black Women.
League of Extraordinary Black Women. Okay. Okay. They give more fucks about a fucking bridge. Than the fact that their kids go to these public indoctrination camps and they can't even fucking read. They can't even do basic math. They can't even fucking graduate. They graduate on like a fourth grade fucking reading level. You know that? Oh, and the fact that like there's no job opportunities out here. They don't give a fuck about the poverty, or they don't give a shit about their neighborhoods just like being like utter crap. But changing the bridge is going to like fix all that. They're fucking retarded.
Wait a minute. I thought changing the name of Redskins was going to fix everything.
No, it didn't, unfortunately.
Otto, has that fixed everything yet? Has it fixed the team yet? Fixed.
Now that we're the Commanders, I'm such command. I won't even, you know, fuck that word. That was Dan Snyder's last middle finger to the fan base. Like, fuck him. Fuck that stupid court name. And like half the people that were a part of that team that created that name have already moved on to different franchises. Like they didn't.
Maybe
care.
They'll rename it again.
They're gonna rename it again. They're definitely gonna
bring it back. They're gonna bring it back. What do you think?
They won't bring it back. I wish they would.
Make it the Commies. Just change it to Commies.
No. They'll probably call it the Hogs.
And make the and change instead of maroon. Try to get like a more like Chinese
burgundy.
Red.
Burgundy. Get it right.
The Hogs. That wasn't that like the mask, the secondary mascot or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Now our mascot is. Captain Tutty or whatever, and it's some diabetic pig. It's fucking
who's a command, like literally a commander, like a general, like a
pack. Yeah, general. It's like General Tutty or something, like a commie so pig,
like
dumb.
Like TD. Yeah. General
like he's Tutty. Representing the military industrial complex.
Yeah, well, that's all commanders. It's the most corporate safe, boring logo. to the non 7-Eleven Indians. I really like this officer guy.
Yeah. Officer D chalking coming in. Where do we go from here? What else we got in the docks?
We got plenty. Speaking
of football, go downhill from here, man.
Football.
Speaking of football and downhill. There you go. That's a good transition. OJ Simpson finally died.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Did you guys hear that happened just a few hours ago?
Today. Yeah, it was crazy. I was surprised. And you know what? I'm really okay. I just went on a rant about public schools, but I actually have a really good group of class. Like, I have a really good class right now. I have like 19 students, and it's a good solid class. And the fact that they were like all like, fuck yeah, we're like torch cutting, we're cutting steel. And then when it happened, I was like, hey guys, you hear OJ Simpson died? And I was like, holy shit. They were blown away. I was like, I'm surprised you're not on your like sweatshop.
Was it suddenly?
Well, he did die of cancer, so it could have been a turbo cancer, because I think he was. I think
he was fully vaxxed.
Yeah, he talked about it. Jared, you got some docs you're about to bring up here?
Yeah, this is apparently an OJ juror.
Yeah, so this is just because everyone's like, there's kind of this revisionist history kind of going. Like, now it's the counter to say he actually didn't kill his wife. He fucking killed his wife. And like, all the evidence said that. They even found him guilty of it. They just couldn't do it after Rodney King. They could not put under the black man in LA, like, you know, put him in jail, whatever. So this is one of the jurors talking about why they made their decision. It's only 30 seconds. You can totally play it.
Do you think that they're members of the jury that voted to acquit OJ because of Rodney King?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
How many of you think felt that way?
Oh, probably 90% of them.
90%? Did you feel that way?
Yes.
That was payback.
Uh-huh.
You think that's right?
Yeah. So there's that.
Collectivism.
Wow.
Yay.
So, hey, that's democracy right there, guys.
Mm. More democracy. That's why we got to rename the bridge.
Can't ever let this happen again.
Oh, but speaking of this kind of furthers our point. This is the CNN. We got to play this video before we go. So CNN, they were talking, discussing the OJ thing. Yeah. And I've never.
Damn right, Scott. Jury nullification.
Right. This reporter looks like Goro from Mortal Kombat. Yeah,
what the fuck, dude? What's going on with her hair, man? Hold on.
Yeah, you got to share this, because this is great. She says the quiet part out loud here, and she has to backtrack a little bit and catches herself. But yeah, it's total Goro looking bitch. Look at her.
Look at that.
Look at that seven head she got.
God damn! What the fuck is that?
Cheap ass wig in the wind.
What the hell happened?
Also, just worth noting how much was impacted by this trial, Jake. So many things happened. We saw policing changing here in the city. And it's also worth noting, because of that unrest, that racial unrest in the 90s, that is why so many people who may not have been invested in OJ Simpson were just happy to see that someone who was rich and famous and black could get away with what other people did in the system as well, too.
Get away with. Yeah.
Stephanie, get away so much.
And it's also just worth noting how much.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Oh, I didn't mean to say get away. Oh, I'm sorry.
Fucking CNN.
Yeah, dude. Goro said
wow,
it.
Wow. We're going to have to. I'm going to tease it for the after hours. But I'm going to have to regale everybody with the story in the after hours of how I came across and bumped into OJ Simpson.
Yeah, I want to hear the story.
Wait, we're wrapping up a little early. We still got like...
Well, I mean, we still got another doc, but I'm just teasing it. So, Otto, how do you tune into the after hours?
That would be going over to patreon.com/punkrocklibertarians, signing up for a little $3 a month. You should totally do that, by the way. And or do a $10 level or a $20 level. Or
the $1,000 Fed level.
Apparently, the feds want all the information from me without going to the level, so... No.
Yeah. And I'll regale that story. I'm going to save it because we're running out of, we're up against.
Yeah, do we have an update on that story?
So no updates really from my end. Now, I do know that, I don't know if you guys talked about this last week, but the FBI came and visited the headquarters, LP headquarters that we just rented out, renting.
Uh-huh.
Good.
So they came by and they thought it was weird. Like, why is a political party headquarters emptied out. I was like, because we moved to Moscow there, bud. Like, what do you think? Like, you're just... So that was
Putin got us in a better he got us in a better place now.
Right. So there's no real updates for me on that end. I have not been contacted, although I am a person of interest. I from what I can tell from everything I've been hearing about that. Yeah. Yep.
You haven't been talked to yet, though?
Nah, yeah. But it's weird. Like all these things are changing. I had to like switch my phone, change my passwords. All these weird prompts on websites saying, is this really you? I'm like, motherfucker. I kept sending you guys because it happened like,
yeah,
it happened like three times in the same day. And I was like, motherfucker, like I'm changing everything. I'm like,
this dude, we talked about it last week. You know, PR, Punk Rock Liberty, if you look on it on Twitter, it's like shadow ban. I don't think it is anymore, but it was for a little bit.
It was,
like,
things are weird. Absolutely was.
Yeah. Things are weird. And that just goes to show like LP messaging, we're over the target. We're over the target. You know, it's like the regime is scared. The regime is reeling. They, you know, that. So, yeah.
But I got actually, I didn't know if I told you guys this or not, but I went and saw the Descendants play at Rams Head in Baltimore last Sunday. It was,
how was that?
It was awesome. I don't think it was Descendants, Circle Jerks, and the Adolescents.
What? Circle Jerks?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I would have came.
Yeah, there are all a bunch of well, the thing, I wasn't planning on going, but then, so that's kind of leads to another story. But my good friend, Norman, I don't know if you've ever met him. He's been at a party, I think, or something, but he's like, I've known him since he's like one of my brother's friends I went to high school with. I've known Norman.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows this guy, Norman. You come to Baltimore, you don't even have to be in Baltimore. You can be Pennsylvania, Virginia. He's known throughout. He's like a local celebrity. But his girlfriend died just out of nowhere, just died. I don't want to speculate on anything, but it just out of nowhere. She just, you know, it's terrible. It's tragic. Like he's so fucked up about it. And I didn't think he'd still want to go. And they had a spare ticket. So they all, you know, he asked, you know, him and his friend, or my other friend, Ben, asked me if I wanted to go, you know, use the ticket. I was like, yeah. So, and he just kind of needed to go out. He needed to get out. This was like last Thursday. So it fucking sucked, but it was awesome. Like I have never seen.
Whoa,
I
don't. Sorry, I just looked at James. I can't see any.
He's in totality.
Oh, James, oh,
man, he's got this. If you're for those not watching, he's in the eclipse.
Yeah. So, but it was awesome. I don't think I've ever seen Circle Jerks, and I know I've never seen Circle Jerks, but I want to say I saw Descendants sometime at a Warped Tour, but I can't say that for certain. And definitely never seen Adolescence either. So it's crazy, like going to see all these bands. Dude, the place was freaking sold out, packed.
Where was it again?
Rams Head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Baltimore. I'll be down there. So I got so many shows coming up that I want to hit up. I gotta go to.
Well, speaking of shows, I think we should promote. And Jared, we got the flyer in there. MDLP convention. It's coming up. Not this weekend, the following weekend, 4/20.
Yeah.
And we got a great lineup of speakers. It's gonna be at Cult Classic Brewery in Kent Island, Maryland, or Stevensville, if you will. We have Amy Lepore. Dan Smotts and Dave Casey will be doing a live lunch podcast. We got a taco bar. Prior to that, we're going to be watching the LP presidential debate being streamed. So we'll have coffee, donuts, all that good stuff. And we'll have taco bar with Dan and Dave.
This is the LP convention?
Yeah, Maryland. The Maryland.
Maryland LP.
Yeah, and then following that, you know, we'll do party business and all that bullshit. But then we have Clint Russell. He'll be our keynote speaker. But then later on that evening, we're going to be doing a live broadcast, a whole collab, if you will. So if you are in Maryland or a neighboring state, we got the flyer up there. Go to mdlp.org. We got a convention link. Buy your tickets. Come on out. It should be a great time. But anyway.
Yeah, that's, man. It's gonna be fun. Like, come see PRL out there.
Yeah, we're gonna do a live podcast in the brewery, and it'll be a fun crossover with everybody.
Hell yeah! And also, coming up, I guess before then, we're kind of up on it now. We're this is our we're coming up on our 8-year anniversary, 9-year anniversary, 9 years, right? Yeah, 9 years we're, doing the podcast.
9 years. We're almost about like episode 500. This is like almost we're like
it's all coming together.
3/4 of the way to Tom Wood status.
We should start our own homeschool curriculum, right?
We should.
The punk rock libertarian homeschool curriculum.
Yeah, that's like, James Babb telling it. It's like, have you guys ever seen the movie Accepted?
Yeah.
Jack Black, or not Jack Black.
No.
Why am I so
No, who was in that? It was the dude, the Apple ad guy, right?
Yeah, like, oh, man.
Oh, what's his name? Justin Long.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And then
Jonah Hill, Blake Lively. Jonah Hill.
Yeah. So it's like, what's Black, what's his name? The comedian, famous comedian. He's in it.
Lewis Black.
Lewis Black.
Oh, yeah,
Lewis
yeah.
Black.
He's the president, thank you. Right?
So that's like Babs, like Lewis Black role. Like he just sits there and just tells everyone how fucked up the world is. And he's the dean. He's just like, you're fucked. Like the system's against you.
Dude,
like,
it's funny. I was thinking about that movie the other day.
I gotta find those some clips from that movie because it just reminds you so much of James.
Yeah.
But anyway, so funny. we're up on an hour now, so I guess we're good to go to our after hours podcast. Yeah, there it is right there. Libertarian. That's the one I made, that flyer right there.
Yeah, someone was involved in that.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Cool. Look at that.
But so guys, check out the check out our after hours podcast, which we're gonna record right after this. We'll make sure to get you the live link. Sorry, last week that was my fault. I didn't do the after hours thing. So you will be getting a live link because I left Jared in charge of that. this week. So if you guys go over to patreon.com/punkrocklibertarians, you guys can check out, sign up for as little as $3 a month. You can check out all of our old podcasts we've done. All the after hours are back there. And we also send you a link to this one we're about to record right after this. And you guys can, chime in and stuff, and we'll interact with you guys as much as we can. So go over there, sign up for that. And there's other ways to donate to the show over at prlfans.com. And send us some Bitcoin, whatever. Send us gold. Gold's on the rise, too. Send us some gold. You haven't got any gold yet. I'll get you an address. You want to send me gold, I'll get you an address. So, also, T-shirts for sale over at libertariancountry.com. You can find all sorts of different cool Liberty T-shirts over there, not just punk rock libertarians ones. They got a whole bunch of stuff. I'm always seeing him post a bunch of things. They're pretty awesome. So go over there, check that out. Use the code PRL or PRL podcast for 10% discount in your order. And if you spend $50 or more, use the code PRL2 and get yourself a 20% discount. So until next time, everybody, live free
or die.
The blood that is shed, drenching the flags of the tax bombs in red. Was it by a bill at the expense of the many? So do the gods and the machine. You can't justify killing by economic gain. For God, country, and democracy, you can put freedom at gunpoint in a fine land. You support the troops, then bring them home. I believe the joke.